Occupy Boston Radio, the radio for the 99%.
What you're about to hear was recorded the morning of Friday the 16th of December, and it was the press conference which occurred outside the courthouse on 24 New Chardon Street regarding the arrestees of the October 11th raid who pled not guilty.
Okay, so there are probably about 30 people here showing solidarity for those who were arrested on the 11th. Looks like we have lots of people that are going to speak today.
Good morning. I'm Andrea Hill. In the early hours of October 11th, 2011, the Boston police, acting on Mayor Menino's orders to clear an Occupy Boston encampment from the Rose Kennedy Greenway, arrested and removed 142 peacefully assembled participants and supporters of the movement, plus one journalist and one National Lawyers Guild legal observer. Those arrested were charged with the crimes of trespassing and unlawful assembly. At their arraignments, many arrestees chose to accept the district attorney's offer to convert their criminal charges to a civil infraction and pay a fine. 20 individuals rejected this offer and pled not guilty to the charges. 19 of us will be in court this morning for a pretrial conference. Lawyers from the Massachusetts chapter of the National Lawyers Guild are representing us in our fight against these criminal charges.
Those of us in court today reject the contention that we committed any crimes and maintain that the police raid and mass arrest on the morning of October 11th was a violation of our constitutional rights of free speech and peaceable assembly. The criminal charge of trespassing is untenable in light of the fact that the Rose Kennedy Greenway Conservancy had allowed Occupy Boston to be present on the Greenway. Further, the 2008 Legislative Act, which authorizes the Conservancy to oversee and manage the space where the arrest occurred, mandates that, quote, the Greenway shall be treated as a public park in a traditional open public forum without limiting free speech, end quote. As such, the allegation that individuals gathering in support of a cause were, in fact, doing anything other than exactly what this city space was designed for is unsupportable. The October 11th protest was a peaceable assembly of activists exercising our constitutional right of free speech. The fact that these rights were violated is intolerable. That these rights were violated in Boston, a city that prides itself on a long-standing rejection of tyranny in favor of liberty, is profoundly disconcerting. Arrests of those who legally assemble to exercise their First Amendment rights must not happen again.
Now we have some statements of support from supporters. First will be Ellen Wallace, the sub-regional director of the United Auto Workers Region 9A in Massachusetts. Andrea Hill.
Good morning. I'm Ellen Wallace. I'm the sub-regional director for the United Auto Workers, Region 9A in Massachusetts. So why is the UAW here? Well, the UAW is part of the Occupy movement because the movement believes in the same things we believe in, economic and social justice, and putting communities and families ahead of corporate profits. You heard earlier that 140 people were arrested in the dark of night, and 120 of them were able to make a deal with the DA. But the 20 that are remaining here strongly believe that they committed no crime, broke no laws, and they shouldn't have been arrested. And so they're going to fight it. And among those 20 is one of my union sisters, Ursula Mazni-Latos, who, adding insult to injury, was over there as a legal observer with the National Lawyers Guild. We support the Occupy movement, even though we may not have been there every night, you know, through the cold and the rain, but they inspire us, galvanizing generations and geography, people that believe that we have to stand up and say no to corporate greed, and no to corporations dominating our democracy. But we're here today because we support these 20 individuals who stood their ground, as we must continue to stand our ground, even though the Occupy movement has been evicted. We stand our ground. We keep organizing. We build power and win justice for the 99%. The UAW is very proud of its sister Ursula, who was there trying to protect the rights of the protesters to exercise their constitutional rights and was arrested for doing it. So we stand by them. We stand by the Occupy movement. Thank you very much.
Now we'll hear a statement of support from Reverend Jason Linden, the minister of the Community Church of Boston.
Good morning. Morning to you, our brave friends and our beautiful supporters. It's really good to stand here with you all as you push forward and fight for justice. I was among those hundreds who were out there showing support and solidarity for Occupy Boston, the protesters, and the movement that is growing on that morning. And I was there as the police came in, some with fists clenched, punching in the faces of veterans, others with their hands wrapped around the throats of protesters. That was the violence that was happening in those hours in the morning. It was an outrage that the police exercise this their power in this way, stomping on the rights of people who are using their voices to express anger at the injustices that are surrounding and filling us in this greatly economically depressed culture that we are living in. Immediately following the arrest, I had the pleasure and responsibility of taking money to get people out of jail and to help pay fines. It is amazing the love and solidarity that was shown to be able to raise thousands of dollars in minutes to take care of this community. As I had the opportunity to walk around and be with people as they were getting ready to be arrested, I said, "We will take care of you." And that is what this standing up and being here is about. It is about taking care of each other. These folks behind me stood up and said, "We will not take a plea deal because we did nothing wrong." And we are here to stand with them as they do their duty to fight back for all of our rights of free speech, for all of us to stand together. And that we also know that this is bigger than the 20 people who are here. There were 140 people arrested, and that this movement is bigger than those who have been arrested. Excuse me. The more people have been arrested since these folks here on a night when the police went in again, a morning when the police went in again to shut down Dewey Square. This movement only grows as we come together time and time again. I want to just show my excitement at the power of people who stand up and say, "Not guilty," and say, "We are right, and we are here to say that we can do what we are entitled to do, which is to defend our voice and our freedom of speech." So thank you all so very much. Thank you.
We'll hear from Tori Porrell, a member of Occupy Northeastern.
The students of Occupy Northeastern stand in solidarity with our sisters, brothers, and other folks arrested while peacefully protesting on October 11th, who are now bringing their struggle for free speech and freedom of assembly into the court system. We thank them for undertaking this endeavor because they are protecting the constitutional rights that we all cherish and the civil liberties that we all enjoy. We applaud them for making this struggle their own because by standing up for the rights of people everywhere, we hope to achieve a valuable victory for free speech and the rule of law. We will not sit idly by while our freedoms are eroded and accept the actions of Mayor Menino and his police force, nor their excessively forceful and violent tactics. As this process progresses, we will continue to show our support in every way we can, and we hope for a just and beneficial process with complete confidence that courage and truth will triumph over power and politics. All power to the people.
Next is Steve Kellerman, a representative from the Industrial Workers of the World.
Hi, good morning, friends and fellow workers. My name is Steve Kellerman. I'm a delegate with the Industrial Workers of the World Boston Branch. The Boston General Membership Branch of the Industrial Workers of the World wishes it to be known that Occupy Boston has our firmest solidarity and support. Our union's local membership would like to extend a message of goodwill to all those who have been involved in this ongoing protest, employed and unemployed alike. Most of our branch's members have now been to the former camp at Dewey Square, the rallies, the marches, the Free School University, and other activities with the occupation. Some are campers themselves. Some help regularly in certain working groups. As a result, we have now seen firsthand the extraordinary possibilities of organizing our city by horizontal democracy, which mirrors our workplace organizing ethic. We are thrilled to see the universal concerns of the working class being discussed in public, and to see the universal injustices that working people face being protested in the streets on a more regular basis than this city and country have seen in decades. We are also confident that this is only the beginning of our community organizing en masse for workers' liberation and social justice. We are excited to continue in dialogue together, and we believe that the working people of Boston have a fighting spirit that will not allow for defeat, no matter how much the city's bankers, bosses, politicians, and ivory tower elite may like to imagine we can be satisfied with scraps from their tables. Therefore, though once surprised by the violence and double standards of the Boston Police Department, the City of Boston, and Mayor Menino, we are dismayed by the mass arrests of October 11th and the eviction raid of December 9th. We firmly support the protesters facing charges since these occasions and others. These brave people have been arrested for nothing more than believing in a better world. We stand with them, and we stand against the bogus charges of trespassing and unlawful assembly. We stand against police brutality and the farce of a criminal justice system that puts already disadvantaged working people behind bars and lets the thieving oligarchs running this planet go free. We will continue to see fellow occupiers at ever-multiplying locations across the Boston area. And remember, the working class and the employing class have nothing in common. Down with the 1%. Thank you.
We'll hear a statement from Dave Flory from the International Socialist Organization.
Good morning. I just want to say that I'm proud to be here with my brothers and sisters from Occupy on their trial date, their hearing date. But I'm also outraged that this is going on, because what are these people being charged with? They're being charged with peaceably assembling in a public space, as has been said by many other speakers. And in this country, we're supposed to have the right to do that. So this trial, I believe, along with the attack on the Occupy movement across the country, is actually a threat to a fundamental right that we're supposed to have in this country, the right to free speech. Occupy is about a lot of different things. But if it's about anything, it's about the right to assert that right to speak, our minds, to say what we're upset about in this country. And in the past few weeks, there's been a crackdown in many cities, in Oakland, in New York, and of course, in Boston. In Oakland, people probably know, Iraq veteran Scott Olson was hit in the head with a tear gas canister, fracturing his skull. He was sent into a coma as a result of this. He has been released from the hospital, but his injury remains. And I just want to ask a question: what's so threatening to people about this movement, about the idea that people gathering in a public space and saying what they think? I think part of the answer is the fact that for 30 or 40 years, people have seen the kinds of jobs that are on offer in this country, the kinds of wages that are on offer, stagnate, actually stay at the same level or decline for the past 30 or 40 years. This while a small group of people, the 1% that Occupy has called out, has seen their wealth really explode. And it's not just that this is happening in some abstract sort of a way, it's that the 1% actually controls the government, actually has way too much power in our society, way too much political power. So it's not just that there are abstract economic forces that determine that the 1% has to get richer and richer while the rest of us see the kinds of jobs on offer decline. It's actually that we can actually do something about it if we speak our mind and organize to change it. President Obama has talked about having a millionaire's tax, which would be a tax on people who make more than $1 million a year, every single year, and yet this has not happened. I think this is reflective of the fact that there's a disconnect between what people actually want to see change and what's actually happened. I think Occupy is the messenger of that aspect of what's happening in our society. The fact that people want to see things change, and yet things are moving in the opposite direction. We need to build the Occupy movement. We need to stand in solidarity with our brothers and sisters at this trial today. And I think that the Occupy movement is not going anywhere. Thanks for being here and supporting people here. Thanks very much.
We have a statement from Randy from Occupy Harvard.
Hi, I'm Randy. I'm from Occupy Boston and Occupy Harvard. I'm a worker at Harvard. I don't know how many of the other members of Occupy Harvard will be here today. They are behind bars in Harvard Yard at the moment, so I'll do what I can. I have here the consensus of the General Assembly of Occupy Harvard. Occupy Harvard stands with the members of Occupy Boston who were wrongly arrested on October 11 while exercising their rights of assembly and speech. Like thousands of other members of the Occupy movement, we have been moved to speak after years of silence in the face of criminal, immoral, and unjust abuses of power in our society. We speak with our words, with our conduct, and with our presence. In this struggle to reclaim our democracy in the name of the 99%, our speech is our weapon and it is our right. Interference with the exercise of this right is illegal, regardless of the pretext under which that interference occurs. We will continue to speak the truth about the inequalities in our society, and we demand that the political and administrative powers who work on our behalf honor and protect our right to do so. On October 11th, 140 members of Occupy Boston were arrested for taking this message to public park space in downtown Boston. These arrests were not justified. Allegations of trespass and unlawful assembly do not trump the fundamental rights of speech and assembly guaranteed by our Constitution's Bill of Rights. The next morning, the DA urged those arrested to accept a fine instead of a criminal prosecution. We respect the 120 people who chose to receive fines rather than face prosecution. Indeed, some of our own members of Occupy Harvard were arrested and are counted in that number. But we are also proud of the 20 members of the movement who refused to accept that offer and who instead are challenging the city to justify their actions in a court of law. Hasty arrests on flimsy charges, followed by early morning dismissals, amount to a cheap tactic for stopping protesters from exercising their lawful rights and set a dangerous precedent for government officials and law enforcement to bypass public scrutiny of their actions. The 20 defendants who insist on being prosecuted for these allegations are giving us the opportunity to evaluate those arrests in the harsh daylight of the courtroom. We are confident that the charges will not stand up to the demands of the First Amendment, and we call on the City of Boston to protect rather than trample on the constitutional rights of its inhabitants. This practice of intimidating protesters with unlawful arrests must not continue. Occupy Harvard General Assembly.
We have time for a few questions from the press.
Well, because we occupied, the city has used the police and the courts against us. Anytime they do so, our movement is going to defend itself. So we'll take our movement everywhere, and our movement is spreading into the neighborhoods, on the campuses, apparently in the courtrooms. Khury, K-H-U-R-Y, Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-E-N, hyphen Smith. Thank you for coming, and please join us in the courtroom.
Hi, Occupy Boston radio listeners. The press conference is done. I believe we are going to stop the stream. I know it stopped a number of times during the press conference, but we will rebroadcast it as quickly as we can get it up. Expect it in the rotation very soon. Thanks for listening, and we will be back at 11 o'clock with Matt and JP. Looking at Occupy Jamaica Plain. Mic check!
Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.